I'm getting a flashback. I believe I lived a long, long time ago. Back in the days of the Holy Roman Empire, I lived as the Emperor Tokas Phasias. And together with my bride, Cispadius, we had an idyllic lifestyle. There was no TV back in those days. No radio. No movie theater. Consequently, back when I was emperor, the only thing we had to watch were gladiators fighting to the death. It was the largest spectator sport in the history of mankind. We could fill Colosseum after Colosseum as people got their kicks watching two gargantuan specimens of human beings slicing each other up with broadswords. Sometimes, to make it interesting, the winner would gain his freedom. So, I remember it was time for the games, and people would bring whole families. I brought my bride, Cleisbagius, and my daughter, Vaginitis, my son, Testiculus. And we went to the game. The game began, and the clank of swords filled the air. I watched as my close friends were nearby, and I smiled and nodded. Eurycles, good to see you. He smiled and said, yes, your flatulence, it is good to see you too. What do you think of the games? Who do you think is going to win? My bride, Menopausia, seems to think that Spartacles will win. I said, well, I wouldn't trust anything Menopausia would say. I got this rule, never trust a woman with a mustache. And I just said, I'm out of there. He said, well, Phryginicus has told me that she seems to think. I said, yes. He said, she seems to think Impotentius is going to win. I said, somehow I wouldn't bet on Impotentius to win. Anyway, let's watch. Let's watch. We're missing the action. Sure enough, as my friend Hemeroidocles watched the action, I was watching him. Because Hemeroidocles, he was nothing special. His wife, Estragenia.
Oh, you Estragenia was
they had this little daughter, Ovaria, looked just like Estragenia. And I was thinking, it was not since the illicit affair that I had had with Hymenius that I was ever so aroused. Suddenly, Crotchrotius got my attention. He said, sire, it looks like the games are drawing to a conclusion. I looked. I couldn't believe it. The women were on the edge of their chairs, watching the sweating gladiators. I saw G. Spartius, a woman I had had hungry 3 days before, watching the battle with flushed cheeks. I could see Spartacus was about ready to make the kill. Impotentius was weaving on his feet. The crowd was yelling, kill, 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 kill. Everybody was yelling except gag me with a spoonie, was picking his nose, but suddenly, Spartacus threw his spear, and he missed. It must have been the overproduction of adrenaline there. The roar of the crowd had him heady with confidence. He missed with the spear. It whooshed into the crowd and caught Hosbagius squarely between the shoulder blades. I sat there looking at my sister-in-law. As she stood looking at the sword that protruded from her chest. It was like a gargantuan piece of metal taped to a long pole with feathers on it. And as it stuck out of her chest, and finally her eyes glazed over and her head lolled, Spartacus climbed into the crowd. The crowd was deathly silent. I'll never forget that day. He pleaded for mercy. He pleaded that it was an accident. He pleaded for me to spare him. I said, I cannot spare those who cause me anger. For anger is a deadly emotion, and it wears heartily on the soul. He said, you're mad, sire, because my errant sword killed your sister-in-law. I said, well, when the sword came flying into the crowd and struck her, that didn't make me mad. But when you climbed into the stands, and put your foot on her throat and pulled it free. That kind of ticked me off a little bit.
It's a beautiful
It's the Grease Man on WWDC FM Washington.